So we're signing a very important document, a pretty comprehensive document, and we've had a really great term together, a great relationship.
Words yesterday, of course, from President Trump talking about this momentous moment in Singapore.
Chairman Kim has told me that North Korea is already destroying a major missile engine testing site. That's not in your signed document. We agreed to that after the agreement was signed. That's a big thing. For the missiles that they were testing, the site is going to be destroyed very soon.
That would be an addendum to what was already done. Also, President Trump talking about the goal here.
Chairman Kim and I just signed a joint statement in which he reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We also agreed to vigorous negotiations to implement the agreement as soon as possible. And he wants to do that.
And what a big day. Like we've said last hour, I've been talking about, I still don't trust the North Koreans. And even if they do an end around or pull the football away, I think yesterday was really a big moment for the planet, let alone the relationship between North Korea and the United States. That you have, if you sit down and you meet with somebody, I think you have thawed that relationship. I think it's going to be, maybe it does lead to a denuclearized Korean Peninsula, or maybe it just opens up channels of communications, but I don't see how yesterday can be anything but a great thing for the world. I mean, you know, they do that Armageddon clock. You've heard this, right? They show, you know, we've been like 6 seconds till midnight on the Armageddon clock for the last 10 years or so. They've got to move that hands back a little bit after that meeting yesterday. I think it was that important. Yes.
I was going to say, and the AP is reporting looking ahead. President says that he will invite North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to visit the White House at, quote, the appropriate time. And he says Kim has accepted.
All right. So that's good. I mean, that kind of stuff doesn't mean that all of a sudden the North Koreans are like our allies and they're going to do what we want. That would be a naive take. But having a relationship built, something that presidents have not been able to accomplish in the past, Donald Trump did yesterday. It also started with that handshake we were talking about during the news break there. It was a firm handshake. Here's the review of the handshake.
Okay.
A firm handshake, but President Trump did not yank like he sometimes does. Mm-hmm. You know, the Yankee, not Yankee like Yankees, but the yank handshake.
The pull-in.
Yes, the pull-in. Exactly. He did not do that. Kim Jong-un spoke English and said, "Nice to meet you, Mr. President." They talked a little bit, posed for photos. Also went inside, sat down for more photos after that, which if you're trying to get some of the audio, the actualities, like I was trying to cut up earlier this morning, the sound of the, which can we just take a side note, the sound of the flashes. Yeah. In a digital world, the flashes don't have to make that noise.
And they echo.
Right.
I mean, there was at least 200. Every move, every turn.
You're telling me that you can't have a flash that doesn't make that noise in today's technology?
And it was funny watching the journalists. I was watching on TV last night, and you saw they were all kind of gathered as the limos arrived, which, speaking of those, the president's limo, president of the United States limo, the doors on that thing looked like they were 5 feet wide.
Yeah, the beast.
Bigger than Oon's. But you could see the
don't
journalists...
Don't start trouble with the North Koreans, Dalton.
See the journalists run across the grounds of the resort they were staying on in Singapore to run into that room where they sat down for the photo op. So I'm surprised there wasn't also heavy breathing on that audio that you're trying to find.
Oh, those the photographers.
Yes.
Yeah, they were definitely running because they have to get that shot. And when you're the pool camera, you're not only responsible for your own agency, but you're responsible for providing that coverage, whether it's audio, video, or still photos.
Fine, just get a quiet flash.
Yeah, but he's talking about the hustle.
Right. But I mean, the flash. Okay, so then they shook hands again. President Trump says it was an honor to meet Kim. After the photo ops, they had a one-on-one meeting. Just their translators were present. Lasted about 40 minutes. Trump described it as a very good meeting and said, quote, they had a great relationship. Also brought their advisors in after that, kept talking. Chief of Staff John Kelly, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Security Advisor John Bolton were all there. After that, they had lunch. They had prawns, you know, like some big shrimp things, prawns, a beef short rib confit, fried rice, and just the just how specific, random. But how random this is. Haagen-Dazs ice cream for dessert.
Well, the president's birthday is coming up on the 14th. So
Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Maybe that was part of the celebration. I do have to say, though, I mean, as much as you have to applaud this movement forward, I mean, you know, there's pushback with Un being called talented when the man is accused sure. of, you know, starving people mm-hmm. and, you know, having a hit on his, half-brother?
Oh, yeah, having him killed. Listen, the dude is a dirtbag, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's, and there, the question is this elevating, is this what Kim Jong-un gets out of this meeting, he comes back to his country an elevated dictator, right? Yeah. The eyes of the world are on me. I had the American president call mm-hmm. me to meet with me. He can only meet, so, and obviously the South Koreans are probably not happy with that, and maybe a pledge of removing U.S. troops, right, and not involving ourselves in those joint exercises, probably not popular in South Korea right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's definitely two parts to this. But in the overall, and I understand the idea of this elevates a dictator, but this shutout game, the box-out game that we've been doing for decades mm-hmm. with this family there has not worked. So if this somehow opens channels of communication.
Awesome.
I think it moves the Armageddon clock back some. Mm-hmm. To, you know, you've got a dictator bent on just destruction. There, yeah. A guy who does not care. If you all of a sudden make him think that, oh, this guy's my friend and likes me. Not that the North Koreans are all of a sudden going to be allies, but that open channel of communication, I think, is healthy.
You just have to know his end game plan. And then you wonder, because listening to, you know, because in stories like this, as a journalist, you have to flip between the different stations. This isn't about what you like. It's about getting the most news coverage and different angles to understand, because the gravity of what has happened is unbelievable.
Big time.
But you have to, what was pointed out last night is, you know, they're not allowed to have news the way we are, right?
Sure.
Is that
right.
a nice way
yeah.
to say it?
Yeah.
So all the compliments that President Trump gave Un, you have to wonder if they're just going to chop that up
sure.
and then continue that on repeat.
Sure, but, you know, and we'll talk about this later on in the 8 o'clock hour, but I wouldn't figure, let's say they come back and it's a great PR move for Kim Jong-un. There wasn't, I haven't felt that there's a real chance of an overthrow of uh-huh. Kim Jong-un anytime soon. So what does it matter? He's a dictator. He's going to be still dictatorial, right? He's right. There's not a chance for, if you had a chance for a coup, there was another party and there was some strength. He's killed all those people. Mm. He shot them out of howitzers.
And these,
people,
I mean, so. These photo ops, you could be in Connecticut. I mean, these photo ops make everyone look good. We're all smart enough to
right.
know that. But
so,
it's about.
But North Korean people don't have
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Sure, but
and
he's still going to be a dictator. Whether the meeting happened in Singapore or not, Kim Jong-un's grip is not going to be released on North Korea. So if we say this is a situation that hopefully works itself out, we can try to have a better future there. But for right now, let's make sure Americans are safe.
Right.
Let's make sure this guy shuts up with that we're going to shoot a missile here and shoot a missile there.
Effort matters, but we just got to keep our eye, you know, focused. One eye over there, like the mama eye. You know
there
what
you
I'm
go.
Saying?
All right. There's a serious part of it. Just add a little levity to the story. Put the picture out on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un arrived in Singapore for his summit with President Trump. This from USA Today. With security on his mind, he dispatched decoy planes from Pyongyang to thwart anyone who might try to attack him. He packed his own food for the visit to prevent poisoning.
Tupperware.
Yes, lots of Tupperware. North Korean leader also taking defensive measures to protect intelligence agencies from trying to glean information about his health. And to do that, he packed his own toilet.
Stop it.
The throne.
Stop it right
he
now.
Packed his own throne. So Kim Jong-un travels with his own toilet. So, at least according to the stories, intelligence agencies can't search through his stuff, and do, you know, kind of like intel on him, because they can, you know, they do some, figure out if he has health issues or something like that. So he packs his own toilet, and not only do they carry the toilet to Singapore for him to use all the time, so he didn't use any other toilets, they also had security detail, like everything else, that guarded the Kim Jong-un toilet.
What a job to be that security guard.
How do you apply for that job?
You know what? You make somebody mad in the upper ranks of the North Korean army.
Question. Do you think Un's toilet is accessorized? Do you think he has a bidet, maybe a squatty potty there with him?
I don't know if it is a squatty potty. I have put up some suggested travel potties on my Twitter feed. I'd like you to go on there, check them out, and
I've
vote for which
replied.
One. There we go. All right. 7:16, time to check headlines here locally. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. on happening right now. The search is on here in Mobile for a man wanted for murder charges. Mobile police are searching for 19-year-old Shamar Marion Young for his believed involvement in the death of 19-year-old Kevin Benjamin. Benjamin was killed on April the 30th on North Drive, which is very close to Dolphin Island Parkway. Police need your help locating Young. He's described as 6 feet tall, weighing 183 pounds, brown eyes, and black hair. If you have information, call police at 251-208-7211. Again, that's Mobile Police. A domestic dispute in Escambia County, Alabama, turns deadly. 32-year-old Matthew Nall. He was arrested and charged with the shooting death of his 72-year-old father, Donald. Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to the home on Highway 21 North around 9 p.m. last Friday, and that is where they discovered the body of Donald suffering from at least one gunshot wound. His son Matthew was also there as they were investigating. Deputies quickly arrested him, booked him into the Escambia County Detention Center where he was awaiting a bond hearing. The investigation continues at this hour, as does the fact that the FBI continues to assist. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police are searching for a suspect in a carjacking. The crime happened over the weekend near Cottage Hill and Pleasant Valley Roads. Rachel Corona says a split-second decision may have saved her life.
Was jump out to get away from him.
Early Saturday morning, she was on her way to work when a man came up to her car armed with a gun. Corona was found on Pleasant Valley Road unconscious. Police took her car for fingerprinting, and they're still looking for the man behind the incident. A tragic story from Fort Morgan where a child drowned in a pool. It happened at a vacation home where several families from Tennessee were vacationing together. Late Sunday, 3-year-old Levi Hughes wandered out of the house and into the pool. His mother found him just seconds later. CPR was started immediately. He was airlifted to a hospital in Mobile. He passed away early yesterday morning. Another milestone for the Airbus assembly plant in Mobile. Airbus delivered a new jet to Hawaiian Airlines, the first to go to that airline, and it is the first A321neo produced in Mobile. The Neo stands for New Engine Option, a Pratt & Whitney engine that is 15 to 20% more fuel efficient. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600, or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Employers, listen up. Do you need highly skilled workers for your business? Alabama's Department of Labor exists to be a voice of opportunity for job seekers and their future employers. That would be you. With 49 career centers throughout Alabama and more than 25,000 different job postings online, the Department of Labor helps place workers in multiple industries. So if you're looking for quality candidates who are ready, willing, and able to help your company succeed, the Department of Labor can help. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Labor, Alabama Construction Recruitment Institute, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, 720 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us right here on Mobile Mornings. Now it's time for the sports report, and the field is now set for the 2018 College World Series. Last night, the Auburn Tigers were eliminated by the number one ranked Florida Gators in a 3-2 extra innings loss. Trailing 2-1 in the seventh inning, Tigers second baseman Luke Jarvis scored on a sacrifice fly by first baseman Josh Anthony. That tied the game at 2 runs apiece, and it stayed that way through 9 innings, actually through 11 innings, until Florida's Austin Langworthy led off the bottom of the 11th with a walk-off home run to send the Gators back to Omaha.
Right field, Langworthy, deep. From one home to another, the Gators are going back to Omaha.
Auburn's season ends with a record of 43 wins and 23 losses, and for the first time in program history, a win in a super regional game. The number one ranked Gators, meanwhile, headed to the College World Series for the fourth consecutive season. They'll join seven other teams in Omaha, and the games start on Saturday with number three ranked Oregon State taking on number six ranked North Carolina at 2 p.m. At 7 o'clock Saturday, Mississippi State will face Washington. On Sunday at 1 o'clock, number five ranked Arkansas plays number 13 ranked Texas. And at 6 on Sunday, number one ranked Florida will take on number nine ranked Texas Tech. The eight teams will play the double elimination tournament through next week until two teams remain to play in the best of three finals. The finals are set to begin on Monday, June the 25th. The Atlanta Falcons announced Monday that star wide receiver Julio Jones will sit out this week's mandatory minicamp as he continues to push for a new contract. The former Foley High School and University of Alabama star has 3 years remaining on a five-year, $71 million contract extension that he signed in 2015. That deal now ranks him eighth among the league's wide receivers in average annual value. In a statement, the Falcons said, "We have been in contact with Julio and his representation. We will not discuss those conversations publicly, except to say we feel they have been productive and constructive. We understand the concerns and thoughts from their perspective." In a very sad story out of Los Angeles, the 19-month-old daughter of U.S. Olympic skier Bodie Miller drowned in a swimming pool over the weekend. Emmeline Miller died Sunday at an Orange County hospital, the day after paramedics tried unsuccessfully to revive her after the drowning incident. Orange County Sheriff spokeswoman Carrie Braun said the death is currently under investigation. 40-year-old Bodie Miller is the most decorated male U.S. skier. He has 33 World Cup wins, two overall titles, four world championships, and six Olympic medals. Miller also has three other children. He asked for privacy for the family in an Instagram post yesterday. 7:23 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. And right now, get $12,013 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer. Find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive 27 highway miles per gallon. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get $12,013 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond. Take advantage of this great offer and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. EPA estimated MPG with available 3-liter EcoDiesel engine and 8-speed automatic transmission 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Total values include a combined cash allowance and 3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/5.
You finally started to think seriously about retirement. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a scatter of thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs near 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Important notice: if your property was hit by a hail or windstorm, call Mobile Roofing now, 251-888-0301. Hail and wind can damage your roof, and you need Mobile Roofing to physically inspect it. Mobile Roofing has trained and experienced personnel who can identify actual hail and wind damage. Mobile Roofing will inspect your roof for hail and wind damage and provide you a complete free report so you'll have the information to make the right decision. Don't wait. Call right now, 251-888-0301. 251-888-0301.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had an accident for a while near Rangeline Road on Industrial Road, just around the curve, an 18-wheeler and a motorcycle. Emergency vehicles are still there. A few other wrecks we've had have been cleared up. It's a great ride across the Bayway so far. If you traveling from Daphne, Malvis, and Loxley, Long I-10, plenty of radar, but no other accidents. Welcome back to Market in the Park, running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market right in downtown. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. Sitting at 73 now. Heading for a high in the 80s. More details from Dr. Bill coming your way just about 10 minutes from right now. Heads up. You want to start paying less interest on your credit card debt? Well, that's a silly question. Of course you do. Of course you do. How about you do it today with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream? LightStream rewards customers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.49% APR with AutoPay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest. Your application 100% online. You can even get your funds as soon as today. Here's how it works. Listeners FM Talk 106.5 can get an additional interest rate discount, those of y'all with great credit, on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan, my last name, LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same day funding. All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5 on the way, 8 o'clock hour. A couple things happening. Quinn Hillier joins us, but I'd love to hear from you. Yesterday's meeting in Singapore. Is this the start of a denuclearized Korean Peninsula? Is this a thawing of relations? Is this nothing but a photo op? You know, some people said, well, there's nothing but photo op and elevation of the dictatorial status of Kim Jong-un. I'd like to hear from you on that. 343-0106.
I think a main reason, if not the main reason, that Kim Jong-un took this meeting is because the North Korean economy is in such shambles, and it seems like President Trump played on that yesterday a lot in their meeting. They showed him a video on Trump's iPad of what the world could be like if North Korea and America got together.
Right.
And so Trump showed him that. They said it was like a movie trailer, but also Trump mentioned their beaches in North Korea. He said, they have great beaches. You see that whenever they're exploding their cannons into the ocean. I said, boy, look at that view. Wouldn't that make a great condo? Instead of doing that, you could have the best hotels in the world right there.
Yeah, I wonder when Trump Pyongyang opens. When do they break ground on Trump
Hotel Pyongyang?
Yeah, that was just one. Is that that's not in the works? So, okay. All right, coming right back. Dr. Bill will join us for a forecast, and we'll check in with News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. A 23-year-old man remains in Metro jail this morning. Police say he held his 4-year-old daughter hostage with a gun. Levi Washington is charged with kidnapping, among several other charges. It happened at the Peppertree Apartments about 9:30 yesterday morning. That's when they say Levi Washington entered his ex-girlfriend's home. The girlfriend left, but police say he held his 4-year-old daughter hostage. He was taken into custody about 2 Monday afternoon. Mobile police have arrested a man they say set a house on fire last Friday. Police say 27-year-old Donald Lye intentionally set the fire on Brossett Street and ran away. Police say he escaped through the sewer, but he was arrested the next day at a gas station on Government Street. A meeting to discuss safety changes on West Cervantes Street in Pensacola scheduled for this morning. That's the street where an 8-month-old and 28-year-old woman were killed in a hit-and-run last week. Pensacola police say they're looking for a late-model white Dodge Challenger. A $3,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest. If you know anything about that crime, call Pensacola Police. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, folks, there's nothing like giving dad peace of mind for Father's Day. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes can help do just that. Whether he's a gun collector or a coin collector, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has the right safe at the right price. This week only, get 0% interest with approved credit and 24 months to pay. Choose from a variety of Liberty Safes with a lifetime warranty against theft and fire. Give dad what he needs for Father's Day. Peace of mind. Free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile.
Port, North Korea summit. President Trump and Kim Jong-un have signed a joint agreement that's meant to eventually denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
And I also will be inviting Chairman Kim at the appropriate time to the White House.
And the president says Kim has accepted. Then, during a lengthy press conference, Trump said he is suspending the U.S.-South Korea military exercises, war games. Correspondent Caitlin Collins.
The U.S. troops there seem to be caught off guard by this. Their spokesman is issuing a statement saying they've received no updated guidance about their exercises going forward. We do know that the South Koreans wanted to speak to President Trump to get a little bit of clarity on that. President Trump has spoken with the South Korean president. We're still waiting to see what the details of that conversation look like.
Although the joint statement gave no details on how denuclearization would be achieved, President Trump agreed to provide security guarantees to North Korea. I'm Evan Haining.
Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center, now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Boston-based DraftKings is looking to drum up another $200 million in investment after recently partnering with Resorts Atlantic City to offer betting in New Jersey, according to Axios. The news site says DraftKings expects to have the required licenses by the start of the NFL season. Dave & Buster's shares soared after the close when the arcade-themed restaurant chain reported quarterly earnings that topped analysts' expectations. It unveiled first-quarter net income of $42 million, amounting to roughly $1.04 per share compared to 98 cents a share a year ago. Restoration Hardware stock also took flight after hours as the company unveiled quarterly earnings results that came in well ahead of expectations. The home improvement company reported net income of $28 million or $1.11 per share compared to its year-ago loss of $3.4 million or 9 cents per share. The Dow closed 6 points higher, but futures are pointed toward a lower open. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And yesterday, those thunderstorms were pretty numerous, Mobile and Baldwin County. What about today?
Same thing. A very wet weather pattern now for the Gulf Coast, and it's going to stay with us for the rest of the week and even on through the weekend. Conditions now are very favorable for scattered to numerous thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, some of them in the late morning hours, and then continuing into the early evening. And some of these thunderstorms can produce some very heavy downpours. So that's something we're going to be faced with, as I mentioned, for the next several days. It's going to keep temperatures down a bit. Instead of in the 90s, we'll be in the 80s again today. Looks like about 86, maybe 87 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, some thunderstorm activity tapering off in the evening. Low tonight will be in the low 70s, and then we'll do it all over again tomorrow with scattered to numerous thunderstorms, and we could get pretty close to 90 degrees with a little bit of sunshine tomorrow. And for the rest of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, and high temperatures in the upper 80s.
It sounds like summer. Even though it's not officially summer, it sounds like the forecast could be the whole way through October. Hey, Dr. Bill.
Yes.
Yeah,
this is pretty close to normal. The normal high temperature right now is 89. So we get up around 88, 89, 90 degrees. That's just about the way it should be. But right now, the humidity levels are very, very high. And we're just going to see numerous thunderstorms. We'll see coming up through June and July periods in which we may just have isolated afternoon thunderstorms. But that's not going to be the case over the next few days.
Yeah, let's talk about the tropics right now. What you watching?
Right now, quite a bit of thunderstorm activity over the western Caribbean, which is not unusual for this time of the year. We could see a low-pressure system develop just off the east coast of Yucatan. If it does, it will track across Yucatan and into the southwestern Gulf this weekend. It's no threat to our area, but it could develop into a tropical system or tropical storm, and it would make landfall in South Texas, probably Brownsville, Corpus Christi, in that area. And that would be over the weekend or perhaps into Monday. So there's a chance it could develop once it gets into the very warm waters of the southwestern Gulf. But again, no threat to our area.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with an update on our afternoon weather and on the tropics. 737, those showers right now affecting Grand Bay. Thunderstorm getting ready to come through there at Grand Bay and other areas to the south there in Mobile County. Down along Mississippi Sound, also a little shower touching just there at Big Mouth and Weeks Bay, dumping into the bay. Those areas getting showers now. More showers offshore. We'll keep our eyes on it for you. 737, we'll check headlines with Kelly next.
Libraries rock every Tuesday in June at 7:30 each evening at Burnham Hall at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government Street. It's the Summer Library Program Concert Series. Learn more and get a schedule of performers at mobilepubliclibrary.org or by calling 208-7097. The Library Concert Series in partnership with Gulf Coast Today on NBC 15. Each Tuesday in June, 7:30 p.m. at the Ben May Main Library downtown.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, good news. A few accidents we've had now moved out of the roadways. Looking good from Airport, Mont Lamar, also Dolphin to Moffitt and 65. If you're traveling from Pritchard to Saraland, watch for the radar there. No problems downtown. For the George Wallace, the Bankhead Tunnel, still a good ride through the Bayway, Daphne, Malvis to Loxley. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn with more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. For reservations, log on to Grand1847. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:38 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. As we're hearing in our national news, Larry Kudlow, President Trump's chief economic advisor, suffered a heart attack and was hospitalized on Monday. CBS News reporting that his wife Judy told the Washington Post her husband is, quote, doing fine, and that the doctors at Walter Reed National Medical Center are, quote, fabulous. The world learned of the heart attack via a tweet from President Trump before that major meeting happened in Singapore yesterday. I mean, yesterday, I don't know, it was just jaw-dropping watching all the events unfold from beginning to end. So the president tweeted out, "Our great Larry Kudlow, who has been working so hard on trade and the economy, has just suffered a heart attack. He's now in Walter Reed Medical Center." A spokesperson for the White House, Sarah Sanders, she did confirm that Mr. Kudlow did experience what his doctors say was a very mild heart attack, and doctors expect that he would make a full and speedy recovery. So that's great news to hear whenever you're talking about someone's health. He is 70 years old. He did join the Trump administration back in April when he replaced Gary Cohn as the director of the National Economic Council. And he's a former CNBC commentator, so a former newsie, and he has a very high profile position. So good to know that he will be on the mend. Closer to home, this morning we now know the name of the woman killed by an alligator over the weekend after her remains were discovered. It's a gruesome scene which played out in Davie, Florida. Search teams discovered the body of the woman. She's a 47-year-old woman. Her name is Shizuka Matsuki. They discovered her about 10 p.m. Friday, they say, in a lake at the Silver Lakes Rotary Nature Park, which is close to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. She disappeared Friday while walking beside the lake. And when it comes to the alligator, because stories like this, you wonder, well, how big was that alligator? 12-foot, 6-inch alligator.
That is truly a beast there. That is a very big alligator.
A witness told authorities he saw the woman at one point walking with two dogs, and then shortly thereafter only saw the dogs alone barking near the water. He did call police when he couldn't find the woman. As for looking back from 1948 to 2017, the commission has documented 401 people bitten by alligators, including 24 fatalities. Authorities closed the park on Friday, so that is an update. We now know the victim's name. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Hi, Chuck Nylander here, President and General Manager of Harbor Communications, your locally owned phone and internet company. At Harbor, we care about you and our community. Harbor Communications is a proud sponsor of the Boys and Girls Club of South Alabama as they celebrate 60 years of outstanding leadership, service, and academic excellence during this year's Youth of the Year Luncheon. I would like to encourage you to join us and enjoy great food while listening to impactful stories from their five club finalists on June 13th at the Renaissance Riverview Plaza Hotel. You can support the Boys and Girls Club of South Alabama by sponsoring a table at this year's Youth of the Year Luncheon on June 13th. To learn more about the event, visit them online at bgcsouthal.org. That's bgcsouthal.org. Because great futures start here. Radio sponsorship provided by Harbor Communications. Always about the customer.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police are searching for a suspect in a carjacking. The crime happened over the weekend near Cottage Hill and Pleasant Valley Roads. Rachel Corona says a split-second decision may have saved her life.
Was jump out to get away from him.
Early Saturday morning, she was on her way to work when a man came up to her car armed with a gun. Corona was found on Pleasant Valley Road unconscious. Police took her car for fingerprinting, and they're still looking for the man behind the incident. A tragic story from Fort Morgan where a child drowned in a pool. It happened at a vacation home where several families from Tennessee were vacationing together. Late Sunday, 3-year-old Levi Hughes wandered out of the house and into the pool. His mother found him just seconds later. CPR was started immediately. He was airlifted to a hospital in Mobile. He passed away early yesterday morning. Another milestone for the Airbus assembly plant in Mobile. Airbus delivered a new jet to Hawaiian Airlines, the first to go to that airline, and it is the first A321neo produced in Mobile. The Neo stands for New Engine Option, a Pratt & Whitney engine that is 15 to 20% more fuel efficient. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
Good morning. It's 7:45 on FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The field is now set for the 2018 College World Series. Last night, the Auburn Tigers were eliminated by the number one ranked Florida Gators in a 3-2 extra innings loss. Trailing 2-1 in the seventh inning, Tiger second baseman Luke Jarvis scored on a sacrifice fly by first baseman Josh Anthony to tie the game at two runs apiece, and the score stayed at 2-2 until Florida's Austin Langworthy led off the bottom of the 11th inning with a walk-off home run to send the Gators back to Omaha.
Right field, Langworthy, deep. From one home to another, the Gators are going back to Omaha.
Auburn's season ends with a record of 43 wins and 23 losses, and for the first time in program history, a win in a super regional game. The number one ranked Gators, meanwhile, are headed to the College World Series for the fourth consecutive season. They'll join seven other teams in Omaha. Games start on Saturday with number three ranked Oregon State taking on number six ranked North Carolina at 2 p.m. Then at 7 o'clock, Mississippi State will face Washington. On Sunday at 1 p.m., number five ranked Arkansas plays number 13 ranked Texas. And at 6 on Sunday, number one ranked Florida will take on number nine ranked Texas Tech. The eight teams will play the double elimination tournament through next week until two teams remain to play in the best of three finals, and those finals are set to begin on Monday, June the 25th. The Atlanta Falcons announced Monday that star wide receiver Julio Jones will sit out this week's mandatory minicamp as he continues to push for a new contract. The former Foley High School and University of Alabama star has 3 years remaining on a five-year, $71 million contract extension that he signed in 2015. That deal now ranks him eighth among the league's wide receivers in average annual value. In a statement, the Falcons said, "We have been in contact with Julio and his representation. We will not discuss those conversations publicly, except to say we feel they have been productive and constructive. We understand the concerns and thoughts from their perspective." In a very sad story out of Los Angeles, the 19-month-old daughter of U.S. Olympic skier Bodie Miller drowned in a swimming pool over the weekend. Emmeline Miller died Sunday at an Orange County hospital the day after paramedics tried unsuccessfully to revive her after the drowning incident. Orange County Sheriff's spokeswoman Carrie Braun said that the death is currently under investigation. 40-year-old Bodie Miller is the most decorated male U.S. skier with 33 World Cup wins, two overall titles, four world championships, and six Olympic medals. Miller has three other children, and he asked for privacy for the family in an Instagram post on Monday. Tuscaloosa's own heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, has agreed to terms to face Anthony Johnson later this year in a much-anticipated title fight. If the fight's officially signed, it's expected to take place in Joshua's home country of the United Kingdom. Wilder's 32 years old and has a 40-0 record with 39 knockouts. He won his belt in 2015 and has made seven successful title defenses since. The Mobile Bay Bears game against the Jackson Generals was postponed on Monday night due to the weather. They'll make up the game today in the first game of a doubleheader to wrap up the five-game series. Game one is scheduled to start at 11 this morning. The second game will begin around 30 minutes following the conclusion of game one. 7:48 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue now. 90, Rangeline, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. It's been a good ride. Airport, University, near Mount Lamar, also Dauphin, Moffitt, and Springland, 65. Still seeing the regular delays, but no wrecks. As you're traveling from downtown, the tunnels, the Bayway, and a good ride towards the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs near 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad you're here. Hey, a list is out of hobbies that are dying out. The hobbies that are not nearly as popular as they used to be. We'll get to those in just a second. We'll check headlines now. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, thank you, Sean. If you love your Amazon Prime and Whole Foods and live here in Alabama, get ready to save some money. Sean, don't look at me like that.
What? I was not. You thought I was going to say whole paycheck. No, Whole Foods.
Whole Foods has announced they're expanding their Prime exclusive discounts to Alabama and nine other states. Prime members will receive an extra 10% off sale items and rotating deals for members of Amazon's $119 a year Prime membership. The discounts will be available beginning June 13th. Amazon says they plan to roll out the discounts to all U.S. stores by the summer, so keep that in mind if you get your travel on. The Whole Foods Prime discount program is available now in a number of states to include Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. So if you want to participate and you're a Prime customer, download the Whole Foods Market app, sign in with your Amazon account, and then scan the app's Prime code at checkout. Customers can also opt to use their cell phone numbers if you'd also like to save at checkout. What, Sean? What?
Nothing. Okay. It's just, I mean, you gotta save some money there so you can not have to get a second mortgage before you buy the stuff at Whole Foods.
Sticking with the world of food, the culinary world has just not been the same since IHOP became the International House of Burgers. It sounds weird. Burgers. So Sonic is now jumping into the fun, slushy fun that is. At Sonic Drive-In tweeted out the following, calling all pickle lovers. The pickle juice slush is coming this Monday, June 11th. Get your taste buds ready for pickle juice deliciousness. So on Monday, the new slush flavors were announced, along with the bright green-colored pickle-flavored juice slush, Bahama Mama, Blue Hawaiian, and Tiger's Blood. To celebrate the new flavor, Sonic has released a new Snapchat lens, which transports you into your own pickle juice slush-colored world. The lens will be available through July 29th. The new slush flavors are included in the chain's half-price happy hour, and you can customize them with fruit or candy add-ins. Happy hour is 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at participating locations. If you have one, will you please tweet us and show us and tell us what you think?
There's the people out there. I've seen them on Twitter.
And you can't
that
be pregnant.
They love the pickle juice thing.
I don't want to hear from a...
That's what I was going to ask.
To me, that is just a personal thing. That is my kryptonite. That is the nastiest stuff. Pickle juice just makes me...
I saw something even worse than that. You know on Facebook, people post different recipes? Kool-Aid and pickles.
Okay, come on now. You're making me sick. Now, please.
Oh, but your tweet didn't make me sick?
No, but I didn't actually, because there's not pickles, you know.
You don't know that.
At my Little League park, they would sell frozen pickle pops, pickle juice popsicles.
Were they popular?
I'll say this.
It's something with your taste buds, because like my wife, she likes pickles.
I like pickles too.
I can have a pickle now. When I was younger, I wouldn't eat them at all.
There's
I like pickles now. But the juice from them, I deal with that like it's hydrochloric acid. Like, I don't want to get it on me, on anything. But obviously, a lot of people like to drink it in their slush.
I would volunteer at the kids' school, and we sold pickles during snack time. And kids loved it. Oh, my goodness gracious. A crunchy pickle's good.
Okay.
Juice, not so much.
There you go.
This is Kelly Finley with your culinary report for FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, speaking of things that maybe that should go out of fashion, but things they say are going out of fashion, hobbies out there. There's a list out, top 10 hobbies that are not nearly as popular as they were in the past, and they believe, they said, these hobbies have died out.
Mm.
10 on the list, toy collecting. Toy collecting.
Okay.
It says the whole Beanie Babies fad was 20 years ago. I don't know. There's still people. That's the thing about the internet. You can go out and see. There's still people that are active in some kind of toy collecting, but they said it's kind of a dead hobby.
They're buying low.
Yeah, and we caught a number of those during Mardi Gras.
Right. You raid the kids' closets.
And I'm sitting there trying to explain to the kids what a Beanie Baby is.
You say these used to be like gold. Number 9, woodworking. That's a shame because that's a real talent.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, astronomy. Meaning your own telescope and actually use it on a regular basis. Number 7, something I always promise myself I'm going to do with a truck or a Jeep, but I haven't done yet, fixing up an old car.
Mm.
That, I think that's a neat activity.
Well,
I have not done it.
What time do you have to do that?
I don't, but I'm saying if I did have time, that would be on my list of things I would like to do. Squash and racquetball.
Well,
the squash game, you ever played squash? One of those court games? It's fun.
I know what it is, but I never played it.
You can still play racquetball at the USA Rec Center.
I like playing racquetball, too. It just gives me a reason to break out the wristbands and headband.
You know, never play with kids, though, because I tell you what, they take out a lot of aggression.
That's for sure. Home brewing on this list at number 5. Which is weird because I thought that was more popular than ever. But home brewing, number 4 on the list, scrapbooking. Oh, thank goodness that one's dying out. Number 3, astrology. Talking to people that work right here at FM Talk 106.5, where you're truly into the zodiac and pay attention to it. It says that hobby is dying out. Number 2, quilting and embroidery dying out. And number 1, dying hobby, being interested in trains or building model train sets. All yesterday's news. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 on the way.